You find yourself in a room. This room has a Rubik's Cube. It is solved already. However, next to that Rubik's Cube is another solved Rubik's Cube. But it has entirely different colors. A voice comes over the intercom. Solve the Rubik's Cube. What do you do?
I podcast Magic Missile!
This is Will.
This is Dana.
This is Duncan.
Patrick.
Joanna.
James.
And this is iPodcast Magic Missile. Let us start with some highlighting before we get into any exciting action.
Action.
Dana, you got any...
I have a rivalry with Chet. Uh-huh. So, Chet, why don't you pick one of my stats to highlight? I was styling brains last time.
How about some steam?
Nice. I do appreciate that, and Will.
Let's go fire. You might need to get up in some faces, perhaps.
Always getting up in faces. I'd like that very much.
Duncan? Or should I say Chet?
Right back at you, Artemis.
Perfect. Look, you're going to have to prove yourself in combat today, so I think that you need to take fire.
But you also need to stay true to yourself, so I'm going to go heart.
Heart.
Ix.
That's you.
I think this time you're going to be facing a lot of challenges that you're going to have to keep your cool under, so you should be steely.
What else you got over there?
Jesus, you only have 3 tunes?
Go only in specific situations.
Let's go with style.
And as I play it, only a Zerenix.
Graham, how to lead you.
Feral.
Yes.
Tell me how to live my life.
Okay.
What I should highlight.
I'll tell you.
Yes.
How you should live your life, huh?
This episode,
yeah.
You had a rivalry with Feral. I thought you were...
No, we have an understanding.
You always start with rivals.
Oh, okay. Ix, you can pick it. Feral, someday we will be enemies and you can tell me how to live my life.
Someday.
Yeah, I think today is a fire day.
Oh, fire.
I think you're going to need to be brainy.
Ooh.
Today is going to have some stuff you need to look at with your head.
Yummy.
Feral.
Yeah?
Who do you have a revowel with?
Revowel?
Nobody.
Right.
At the moment, no one.
You're so nice. Well, do you have a friendship? Who is your best friend?
I wish to mold Chet. What do you want to see?
That's right, you must trick him into thinking he's molding you.
Style.
Today I think you're going to need some style.
All right, steel and style.
All right, men. So that was not the way I wanted to start this mission, but y'all did a really good job out there. Chet, I know this was your first time out, and I realized that it wasn't real contact with the enemy, but you kept your cool out there. So, good job.
Thank you.
Ix, regardless of what these people say, you came up with some brilliant ideas that really, heck, probably saved the fist.
I suppose I have to keep myself useful somehow.
Don't sell yourself short, Ix. Please.
Will do.
Thank you. Graham, did you get that out of your system?
Get what out of my system? Following orders. Following one of those brilliant plans the alien came up with.
You know what I mean. And Artemis grins, but the grin has a hint of something else in it. Let's talk later, is that okay?
If you want, fine.
Good. And Bark. Well, you have a first real contact with the enemy.
According to Ix, it was just local wildlife.
We didn't know that. Good taking the initiative to get out there. Cover Chet.
Will do. Actually, Feral is going to slip a little strip of paper secretly to Chet with a gold star on it. And then when he looks over, I'll just wink at him.
Puts in pocket.
You just have those?
Yep. No.
Will you two stop passing notes during debriefing? Okay. So, I realize that we have some issues with command to take care of. It's just what they say. Everything's going to be fine. I've already taken care of it. Chet, you really did a good job for your first time out. A lot of people would have panicked. Take one respect. Ix, quick thinking, take one respect. Black, thank you for covering, Chet. Take one respect. The next few weeks are going to be some of the hardest that any of us face as members of this force. We need to work together as a team. I want everyone's full concentration and focus when we're out in the field. I need us to all watch each other's backs. Take Black's example.
We scouts are committed to this coalition.
I want everyone to be flying back to Terra alive at the end of this. Do you understand? Dismiss.
Ix, you are prodded with the butt of an assault rifle by Sergeant Chen, who has been standing quietly while this debriefing has occurred. Come with me.
You know what they say, another day, another visit to the brig.
Smartass. And he pushes you along. The brig is very small. There is one cell. They were hoping not to use it. And there's a plain bench, which is also a toilet.
Convenient.
It is also very shiny, because it's also your mirror. They sit you in there, and they leave you for about an hour. After which, Sergeant Chen walks in. Ix, we heard that you were looking around for explosive material. Is that correct?
Why would I be doing that?
Well, after the explosion occurred on board our ship, and we heard that you were looking for explosive material from certain members of the crew, well, we are concerned that perhaps you are responsible for the sabotage. So I'm going to ask you again. Were you asking about explosive material?
I had nothing to do with the sabotage.
If you had nothing to do with the sabotage, why were you looking for explosive material?
Who told you that I was looking for explosives?
That is not something I need to tell you. You are here to answer questions.
No, of course not. I don't suppose that is a thing that your race would allow of a guest such as I.
You were our guest. We are now concerned about your loyalty because of this. Can we get your full cooperation in this investigation?
I suppose.
Then I ask you again, why were you looking for explosive material?
It was a project that Farrell had me on.
Farrell asked you to create a bomb?
In a manner of speaking.
Shh! Bring Farrell down. All right. We'll see if he corroborates your story. You have been called by Sergeant Chen.
All right.
You are in a small windowless room. There is a table and nothing else.
Okay.
Aren't even chairs.
No chairs.
No.
Okay.
Sergeant Chen is standing against a corner of the room, which is good because it's a very small one. No more than 6 feet across on any angle. Black. Ix told us an interesting story. What did she ask you when she visited you?
The alien Ix asked me to give her something to keep her occupied.
And so you thought creating a bomb would be an appropriate thing to do?
Given Ix's background as a scientist, I wanted her to fabricate a device under close supervision.
Did Ix create this device, then?
No. To my knowledge, we had an initial discussion where I posed the idea and we were interrupted. And he was brought away, and Ix... we were interrupted by guards. I do not know what Ix did after the fact, but I know I had to report to my commander, Artemis, in which I reassured her that I was going to make sure that Ix did not do anything that was harmful to the crew or the ship.
I see. Do you know where Ix got the material for this bomb?
Were there materials?
We're asking.
I do not know what Ix I do not know where Ix went or what he was doing after we had our session.
I see.
Though if I were to speculate, maybe he went to the quartermaster. Or she went to the quartermaster.
Hmm.
But it is merely... We are merely at conjecture at this point.
Would you like to figure out some more about this interrogation?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going to try to seduce or manipulate an NPC.
Well, first, you might want to figure out what they want.
Okay.
Or if you want to seduce or manipulate, you should make a suggestion.
Oh, okay. Let me try to connect with Sergeant Chen, then.
All right.
So this has to be heart, right? There's no skill that modifies that? Okay.
Well, no, if you have, do you have psychoanalysis?
Yes.
Well, yeah, we are alone. You're alone.
Yeah. Use psychoanalysis.
Okay, I'll try to connect it with him with psychoanalysis. Roll my brains. Oh, tasty, tasty brains. It's 12. Oh, 14.
Yeah. All right, ask your three questions.
How could I get Sergeant Chen to tell me more about the evidence that they found?
Sergeant Chen is concerned about giving up too much information and accidentally leading you. If you came up with some evidence that made it sound like you already knew what was going on, he might probe you further without thinking too hard about whether or not you actually know what you're talking about, and you could get him to tip his hand.
Offer evidence. Okay.
You don't need to ask all of these immediately. It can be throughout the conversation. So, for example, if you get him to tip his hand and then you ask some more questions...
I turn to Sergeant Chen, like, is the standing really necessary? Can we get some chairs in here?
Right now, we're locking down the quartermaster's supplies. We don't want anyone in or out right now. We're looking for evidence at the time.
Hmm, I see. You know, come to think of it, I did have to visit Checked, the medic, for a fractured wrist. And I believe... And when I went into medbay, I had discovered that he and Ix had been having a conversation, the context of which, of course, I am not privy to.
All right. Thank you. You've been very helpful. You may return to your quarters. Shh! Send in Graham.
So, what are you looking for in my quartermaster's inventories?
We're looking for the absence of something. Did anyone... ask for explosive material recently?
No.
This would be within the last week.
No. The only person who asked for anything was a new kid, Chet, came in and asked for bandages or something for his medical thing. Like, was it synth skin, I think?
Are you aware that synth skin can be repurposed into an explosive material?
Well, yes, but I didn't think that Chet would be the kind to be setting bombs.
No, I would think not. Do you think Chet is capable of creating one of these explosive devices?
To be perfectly honest, I don't think so. He didn't even know how to outfit his mech correctly, so the possibility that he could fashion synth skin into a improvised explosive device is pretty slim, in my personal opinion. Now, who knows, he might have a little, not pyrotechnic, I guess, flesh technic streak in him. Who knows? You can never tell with these new kids, but I don't think he would.
Do you think he would, under the guidance of Ix?
Anything is possible under the guidance of Ix.
Would you like to connect with a person?
I would love to connect with a person. That is 8. What? What do they really need or want the most right now?
They need to find someone who sabotaged that engine.
Well, I know somebody who developed weapons and who certainly isn't getting along with most people, despite commendations. I mean, you are aware of Ix's background, of course. Not just that she's alien, but, you know.
We understood she was operating with biologic weaponry.
That's the truth. It's pretty impressive. Have you ever seen it?
Not in action.
It's rough. It's really rough. I think that, Chet probably didn't build this bomb all by himself, but there's certainly somebody who may well be interested in guiding him.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
Door slams open. What the hell is going on in here?
We're conducting an investigation in a sabotage.
Artemis. And I told you that none of my men did this. And I step in there and I get right in that dude's face. And I say to him, look, need I remind you that I outrank you?
That sounds like you're trying to get in someone's face.
It does. I'd like to chew him out a little bit before I actually make the roll. Is that all right?
Okay.
So far you've detained and harassed half of my squad. What is the point of all of this? If you don't have all of us, we don't make it out of this mission alive. Not one of us. All right? So if you insist on pushing us apart, on driving a wedge between us, on getting us thinking that one or another of us is part of some horrible scheme to sabotage this mission, then you're going to cause the death of all of us. And I am not going to allow that. Do you understand? And I'm poking him in the chest.
Hmm.
That's too bad. That's a three.
Artemis, if there is a saboteur on board and we do not ascertain their identity, they will likely actively kill us all.
If there's a saboteur on board, it is not one of my men. Do you understand?
And how do you know this?
Because I take personal responsibility for everything that they do.
Are you saying that you are in conspiracy?
If there is a conspiracy to be part of and it involves any of my men, then yes. Arrest me.
This is acceptable. He unslings...
That's a move, actually.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm using, you want to blame someone, blame
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
Is it 11? I deflect away from them without directly affecting myself, but you can play it any way you like. I could blow a roll.
We can't have both of you in the brig, I suppose.
It's awfully cozy in there.
I understand you've already spoken with Commander Sasaki on your new role with Ix.
Yes, and she seemed perfectly happy with me taking responsibility for Ix. Graham, can I have a moment here?
Sure. Have fun.
You're dismissed.
Look, and I pull you aside and I say it to you. Let me make something else very clear to you. I'm not 100% convinced of Ix's loyalty either. Between you and me, I'd rather not be on this mission. But you know what? I am. And all of our lives do depend on everybody getting along. And you know the funny thing about taking somebody who may be of questionable loyalty, who may be questioning their commitment to the cause, and locking them in a tiny room where the only thing they have to sit on is the toilet? That's not going to help their loyalty any. Do you understand? Sergeant?
I understand that you have pull with the commander.
If that's the... Can I roll some discernment? Yeah. Be like, okay. That is a 9.
Okay. If you see anything irregular that Ix is doing, and I mean anything, you bring her to me immediately.
If I don't take care of it first, sure.
As head of security, that would be under my jurisdiction.
And I've already said as much to Sasuke, but if she misbehaves in the field, I'll put a gauss rifle slug in her cockpit myself.
I'll sleep better at night knowing that, at least. You're dismissed.
You don't get to dismiss me. Sergeant, you're dismissed.
He inhales sharply, relaxes his rifle at his side, paces for a second, and then leaves. Chet.
Yeah?
No one has sustained any major injuries in the crash. Well, none of the security personnel. They were all in specialized bays. However, has anyone come to you with anything major?
I think there's probably some engineering staff with some pretty bad burns.
Yeah, that's true. Ensign Florent managed to get the whole left side of his body burned up pretty rough.
Ugh.
He's in your med bay now.
Fortunately, with the wonders of modern technology, I put some sin skin on it, which I've got. I mean, you know, after I clean it out.
Oh, God. It's like you're putting on a new layer of skin on me.
It's exactly like that.
Ugh. Well, I'm glad you got it, I guess. God, what happened there?
I don't know. I mean, I saw it from the outside. It looked like one of the engines or something just exploded.
Yeah.
You didn't run into anything, so...
Well, I mean, one of the coolant coils looked a little off, but I didn't think it was bad enough to be a significant problem. I figured I'd fix it once we got planetside.
Huh.
I guess I should have checked that out earlier.
No, you guys are doing a great job out there. I want to connect with this guy.
Seems good.
A 9. What happened back there? More, if I can ask more specifically.
Well, I was pretty close to the engine when it went up. We were just traveling along, and then we saw a spike in the heat, so I went to investigate. And right as I was opening up the blast door to the port engine room, it just went up in a cloud of fire. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't... You don't think it's sabotage, do you?
I don't think it's sabotage. Who would sabotage our ship?
I don't know. Like, maybe like an alien.
I don't know. I think everyone on this ship is dedicated to this cause.
Everyone?
Everyone. I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking that it's Ix.
Well, I mean, she does... She's one of them.
But she's a really nice person, once you get to know her.
I never really met her.
Exactly. You have to give her a chance. Just because she looks weird isn't grounds to assume that she's evil.
I guess, but, I mean, you talked to her, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's she like?
She's, like, really cool.
Like, to the touch? What?
No, like, I feel like we made a connection. You know, she seems like someone I could really be friends with.
Huh. Well, I guess, I don't know. I don't know what to think. Oh, I guess I'll give her another shot. Or, I don't know.
Why don't you, once you get all healed up, take a look around the wreckage of around the engine and see if you can find any evidence of sabotage or perhaps evidence of faulty equipment. It could have easily just been faulty equipment.
Man,
I'm seducing or manipulating.
Ooh, which one?
Just manipulating.
Okay. Is it good?
7.
Alright. Florin will do it, but you owe him. Man, I'll take a peek around, but we're not allowed to get very close. Security's sort of taped up that whole area. We're not supposed to get near it. No one but the lieutenant.
Oh, well, just tell them you're doing something for my team. Don't tell them you're doing something for me, though. I don't think they trust me very much. I'm new here. You know.
I guess I can poke around.
Thanks. I'd really appreciate it.
Night falls. Well, dark falls. It's kind of hard to tell with this place. Now that you're out of the mission, are you going to be keeping close tabs on Ix?
I trust Ix to mostly take care of herself. I don't actually think she was involved in any of this. Don't look at me like that. I actually want to talk to Graham.
Alright.
I'll swing by and check on Ix. I should probably do that briefly, right?
And Ix and I might be hanging out.
Yeah.
We were going to hang out later.
Mm-hmm. I want to see you two at the same time.
Is Ix out of jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got busted out.
Are we hanging out at Ix's quarters?
Are you?
In fact, maybe I went to see Ix and you were there.
Yeah, maybe.
So what were you guys doing?
So, this is when,
you've been let out of jail, and you and Chet have been in your room.
I show up at the door with a bottle that doesn't have a label on it.
Yes?
Ix, it's later. I'm here to hang out. If you want to. I brought this bottle. It has a drink in it that I synthesized. It should be good for your biology. You should actually like it.
Right.
I'm an expert in your biology. I know all about your body.
Would you like to seduce or manipulate?
Yes. You know, I know all about your body, But I've never actually really gotten a good chance to examine a member of your species before very thoroughly. Is my guilt trip. With which I roll a 10.
What is the counter? Is it... Is counter just a general move?
If you want to interfere, yeah, if you want to interfere, you roll plus your relationship. Since you have a... You don't have friendship or rivalry, yeah. It's plus zero. Mm-hmm. And if you succeed, you drop him one success level.
Okay. Not at all.
I have successfully guilt-tripped seduced you. Which means that you get XP if you allow me to interact with your biology. And if you don't, you lose respect.
What was that engineer's name?
We'll see.
And some blonde.
Come in, Chet. I suppose I promised you as much.
Exactly. It's really good to see you again. How was your day? Pop open the bottle. Start pouring you a glass.
And what did you say this was?
Well, it's dimethylalkylaminol.
Would you like to connect with a person?
Sure.
You might need to figure out that way what this is.
Not a chance.
Yikes. It's rough. It's whatever that was.
It's wonderful that you know how to pronounce all the chemicals.
I take a sip and make like a bitter food face.
Very slowly, like, gives a sniff.
It should be delicious for our species.
Chet, that's not bad.
Awesome. See, I've been theorizing about drinks for your species. I actually wrote my thesis on it. Bartending for whatever you call your species. I don't think we've established. But
colloquially, they're called mice.
Bartending for mice.
I hate that term.
Oh,
never
I'm sorry.
Again.
What would you prefer I call you?
Ix.
Bartending for Ix. As you please. So, where were we? I know you got a bunch of sin skin, but I don't see it on you. Clearly you weren't trying to impersonate an officer. Or, you know, it was a joke. This is awkward. What
sure.
Sit on the couch?
Were you trying to show up? Oh, so we run into each other in the hall.
Oh, okay.
So you guys run into each other outside of X's door.
This is awesome.
Commander Artemis.
Black.
Fancy seeing you here.
Not really. Hey, look, I didn't get a chance to say this to you before, but I really wanted to apologize for busting your arm the other day. I was a little bit out of line.
You were concerned for the safety of our team.
I
want
to try to connect with you.
Okay.
You can do the same if you like. Oh, goody. I rolled my 60 today. That's a 7.
Sure. 10.
Yikes.
I don't know what that means.
Can you ask questions during the conversation?
Yep.
Okay.
Because you got 0 hearts, so that is indeed a 10. So, throughout, do you see the list of questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Ah.
So why are you coming here? I need to check up on X. Make command happy.
I also came to check up on X. I imagine their quarters are far preferable to her than that tiny, tiny, awful jail cell they put her in.
They think somehow they're going to... They're worried about her loyalty, and then they want to lock her up in a box. It's not the way soldiers work. It's not the way anyone works. You know that.
I agree.
How do you really feel about X?
Do
you have to answer truthfully.
Where, do you want me to answer the question directly, or in conversation?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Work it in any way you like.
Feral is fascinated by Ix, all the kind of things that are going on in her head. She doesn't seem to have inhibitions or filters, even.
You know, that's one of the things I kind of like about her. She says what's on her mind, which is one of the reasons I trust her so much. I'm glad you feel the same way.
There is something to be said about bluntness. It is...
Yeah.
a skill I possess.
Actually, I'm gonna bring up you breaking my wrist and running out, so I'm gonna ask you what happened back there.
To be honest with you, I was only intending to poke you with it. You stuck your hand out at just the wrong time, and, well, you know, and I flex my mechanical hand. Sometimes I don't know my own strength.
Does it embarrass you to not be fully human anymore?
You're asking that as a question? Because how do you feel about that is totally the question.
Yes.
And this kind of tight look goes across her face, and she says, embarrass? That's not the right word. I feel... Well, that's the thing I don't feel. And she kind of whacks the hand against the wall. Not enough to, like, shake them out of whatever revelry they're in, but... It works well enough, I suppose. I've got the biofeedback, so I know where it is. But... And I touch my face with the hand, because half of my face is also cyberized. It's got some, like skin replacement over it that's clearly just not... I don't feel like much of a person sometimes.
I can only try to imagine what that would be like. I mean, part of being human, part of the joys of experiencing life for us is, you know, being able to indulge in the little things, sensations like touching, feeling.
You don't have to remind me, taste. Black, please.
Sorry, my apologies. It just occurs to me that you've never told any of us about the accident that caused your deformity.
Well, Grandma's there. She saw it all. It wasn't an accident. I had half my mech blown out from under me in battle. It happens. It's war. I knew what I signed up for, right?
I don't mean to pry.
No, you should know.
But if you ever want to talk about it, my door is always open.
You know, it's probably not a bad idea. Thank you, Black. Yes. Now let's see what Ix is up to.
After you.
So that we can cut back and see if there's more stuff that's going on.
So, what you guys up to?
You could get XP.
Just saying. What is Chet up to?
Alright. In a base system, what is Chet up to?
5'6"?
First base, second base, third base.
No, what I was asking is what does Chet attempt? Oh. Chet may only attempt things.
Chet sits you down on the couch and is saying things like, wow, can I look at your skin? That is so interesting. How far do these scales go?
What do you mean by how far do they go?
Well, I mean, and then, like, lift up your sleeve.
Oh!
Pull down your collar.
Do not attempt to make my uniform emulate yours.
Remember to be friends!
I wasn't trying to make your uniform messy.
It's human custom!
And then I put my hand on your cheek.
Is this sort of probing a thing you humans normally do?
Normally with each other, but I was hoping to get to know you a little bit better.
I think there's going to have to be some kind of something going on here.
I think first it is just whether or not she keeps her cool.
Let's see whether or not this goes.
She does keep her cool.
You are not taken away by your passion.
Aw.
I suppose Artemis has been getting after me to learn how you humans interact with one another, so... Carry on.
Alright, well, we're interacting on the couch.
Quick out of context suggestion. Since Ix has, you know, likes to mess with the humans anyway, due to partial condensation and all that, you could ask Chet about his biology.
Friendship is about reciprocity.
So then, does yours go all the way down?
What? My fur on my arm?
Yes.
It kind of, you know, trails off mid-elbow, and... Well, you know, we don't have to mess up your uniform, but I start unbuttoning my uniform.
So it starts on the arms and stops
on the upper arm and starts on the chest and stops on the sides.
Exactly. It's kind of patchy. But, you know, in with my species, this is considered totally normal. So you can see why I was asking you questions like, do the scales stop? How far down do they go?
It takes some getting used to.
It does, but, you know, you can touch it if you'd like.
And why would I like to do that?
Well, you don't have fur, so...
You should have new experiences!
Fine. And so she, like, pokes really awkwardly. It's squishy.
Well, I guess. You know what? I'm going to be forward. Does your species do any kissing?
And what is that?
It's a sort of mouth-to-mouth interaction. Like this.
Not.
And then I lean in to kiss you.
What are you planning on doing to my beak?
Oh. Kissing it. Is this
finished? In Ix's mind, none of this has any sexual content.
Right.
No, it would be great if we walk in with Checked just kissing Nix on the beak with Ix making this just really magical face.
And then that happens.
Yes.
Yep.
What the hell? Did you know this was going on?
I'm bound by doctor-patient confidentiality.
This is not what I meant when I said to observe human customs.
This is exactly what you meant, and this is exactly what Chet was providing.
I put on my shirt and, like, try to get past you.
Put out a hand. You know what? No. Get out of here.
I do.
Success! I give Chet a nondescript thumbs up.
Another gold star.
I think I need to keep my cool in this situation.
Yeah, that seems reasonable. Don't explode it.
That's an 8.
Alright. You can keep your cool, but give away to Chet that you're probably going to have some pretty serious problems with him about this. Or you can lose your cool, and Chet might assume that once you're done yelling at him, he's off.
No, I want Chet to... I want to keep Chet waiting, Maury.
Yikes.
He gets to go.
So.
We don't like each other anyway.
She's probably going to give you some more shit about this later.
Probably.
She...
Unless you're into that.
I'm not into that.
I don't know if it's worse, angry robot sex or angry aliens.
So.
Well, I just came by to check up on you. Clearly you're doing fine.
Why wouldn't I be?
Look, I gotta make a show of this, or else I'll have fucking Chen and Sasuke breathing down my neck. Do you understand?
Make a show of what?
Keeping an eye on you, so that they don't try to put you in that box again.
Did you mind the box?
Not particularly. That's where she's been most of her time with humans, so she doesn't really think much of it. Anyway, and keeping an eye on me is not something you would normally do.
Have I once ever let you think that I didn't trust you, X?
I do not understand you humans and trust and distrust.
Looking at me?
Yeah, and then I look over at Black. You're the psychologist. Can you explain this?
Well, I'm only a recreational psychologist, but I'll take a crack at it.
I don't have a doctor or anything like that, but I did watch a lot of Law and Order.
Explain this.
Look, the point of it is, if there's two people on this crew that I trust implicitly to focus on the mission, it's you two.
I am pretty trustworthy. I mean, look at my face.
You don't have to understand it.
You know the reason Zarin and I are here.
I do.
You have no need to fear that reason changing. We are decided on this.
Good. Well, then I can go tell my CEO that I checked in on you and that everything is just fine. And the half of her face that's human smiles. I'll leave you two alone.
Have a good evening, Commander.
You too.
Explain to me, Black. What was your reaction when you entered? Why did Chet leave when you two arrived?
Checked.
What? Hold on. What kind of answer are you going to give? Are you going to give a bullshit answer or not? Because if you're going to give a bullshit answer, I'm going to need you to keep your cool.
I'm going to give a bullshit answer.
Then I'm going to ask you to keep your cool.
Keeping my cool. Standing firm as steel. Yeah, it's 11. Do I get an XP for that?
Is it
on your checklist?
Well, it's on my checklist, yes.
Yes.
Steel.
Yep, then you get an XP. Mm-hmm. You're cool as a cucumber.
Ix, I'm sure you're aware that Checked and Commander Artemis have some friction between them. I believe that when she walked in, Checked was intimidated by her presence and decided to make himself scarce before he got another scolding.
I see. And what was this nonsense then about my duties learning to understand you humans and your customs?
Would you like to connect with someone, by the way?
I will counter-connect.
Or
you're not going to need to counter it.
I mean, you can interfere.
No, that's right.
You have that ability.
I mean, I want to connect with Ix back. I'm not. I don't mean counter as in like counter.
I keep forgetting that's what that is called. I think
I get an 8.
Do you? What do you? Do you do anything weird with that? I guess you could still psychoanalysis. I mean, you got time.
Well, I mean,
and what have you?
Yeah, I'll make it a 10. Why not? Psychoanalysis. Make it a 10.
All right.
So I mean, 3 questions.
Mm-hmm. You already asked them now. So you were just asking
about the nonsense of not performing my duty, understanding the humans.
This all goes back to the trust concept that Commander Artemis brought up earlier. How do I explain this? You know, honestly, Ix, I do not know a whole lot about your culture. On your planet, do your people openly compete with each other, or is it a more collaborative society?
We do indeed compete with one another.
And how does that make you feel?
Powerful.
So then in your society, the ability to manipulate someone else is respected.
Manipulate?
Exploiting someone else. Stepping on someone else's toes to get ahead. Winning. Is this respected?
To defeat one's opponent is always to be respected.
Well, then I suppose, then, compared to your people, that human beings are somewhat backward. I often see it this way, you see. Instinctively and intrinsically, human beings desire to compete with each other. Just like any other type of mammal on Earth, we exploit others to get ahead, or we try to. But at the same time, humans have this paradoxical concept of ethical behavior and fair play. It is commonly believed that these two diametric positions are part of how our society functions. And that is why all humans know that they can't just trust anyone. They have to know that someone has their back. It is something that cannot be assumed.
I see.
You should demonstrate that you trust him.
Very well. What is it you would have me do to demonstrate such trust?
You should tell me if you did in fact plant that bomb.
Of course not. How would I manage such a thing to begin with?
Did you not retrieve a can of synth skin from Checked?
I did indeed.
What did you do with it?
I made a bomb.
And where did you put this bomb?
Currently, it is with Zarin.
You should let me help you dispose of that.
Very well. Who shall we dispose of it on?
I think you're going to need to keep your cool.
Really, do I?
Well, unless... I think so. I mean, she is
actually
asking, who should we kill?
Sure. I'll do it again. Steal! 5, 6. What does that mean? It means I get XP.
It certainly means you get XP. but it does mean that maybe you balk a little at the idea of disposing of it on someone.
Balk? Maybe the fact that I didn't keep my cool was I let my composure crack. I kind of grinned a little bit at this idea of using it, and Ix could clearly see it.
So I can see that you desire to do this. Excellent.
The good old Hannibal grin.
Good one.
Is there someone on this ship you don't like?
There are a few I would say I like. It matters very little to me.
But who do you like the least?
I suppose any number of those guards who hauled me off.
They do give you a lot of trouble, don't they? Allow me to propose something. Can I just try to seduce her into it?
Yeah.
Oh,
style.
Oh,
good.
Is that style? I guess it's style.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 7. That's a pass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me propose something a little different than what you're obviously thinking. So instead of setting off the bomb to blow someone up, we plant the bomb as evidence, implicating one of these guards you don't like as deliberately trying to set you up.
Devious. Perfect.
You know, Ix, many people on this ship come to talk to me about their problems. And to make sure that they're comfortable, I leave various items on the coffee table in front of where they sit. One of them is a sphere made out of an exotic extraterrestrial alloy, a metal that has not yet made it back onto Earth's periodic table. But it has very unique properties. It is very good at leaving fingerprints.
I like your thinking. You intrigue me.
Chet, you're in trouble.
Alright. I think that we're going to leave this scheme here.
Alright.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Alright.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you if you had any things you wanted to do.
Yes. I want to, while all this shindig is going on, I'm going to be wrapping my head around a problem.
What's your problem?
Well, my problem is that I am on a team with Ix, and I want to check in with Command about exactly what Ix is supposed to accomplish, and particularly why we need her, and why she has to go on missions with us, and not just live in the brig like she should.
Interesting.
So, let's find out.
Oh, where are you doing this, by the way?
Ooh, well, I don't do it. I'm doing it down in the, on like a comm station down in the bay, because the next thing I'm going to do is spend some time with Baby. But I got a 4. So, I guess I don't get to know shit.
Well, you're just having a hard time. It's just really frustrating you that Ix isn't in the brig right now. She was in there and then released.
Yeah.
Can you even trust Artemis anymore? She let that monster out.
Yeah. Her judgment's starting to sound a little faulty. I don't know. Yikes. I really should not be listening to Ix. Should not be doing it. So, I know that we haven't talked about this yet because it's not combat, but Baby has sort of like a heart plug, which is where the cockpit is.
Oh.
And so I'm going to be washing that to make sure that it stays nice and clean.
The full biomech repair team are in the hangar working on the mechs, refueling them, replenishing ammunition, things like that. And along with them is your good old friend, Ensign Kimura.
Kimura!
Who has, well, she's trying to feed this slab of meat to Baby as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And Baby is, well, snapping at it, but not really interested in eating it.
Yeah.
And Kimura's just swearing, like, eat it, god damn it! Just eat! I know you're hungry!
I'm just going to stand there and watch to see whether or not Baby's going to bite one of her hands off.
She snaps very near a hand, but Kimura yanks it out of the way just in time. It's very interesting seeing a 5'5" woman wrestle with a 20-foot turtle.
Beast. Yes. So, Kimura there, you need a little hand before you lose one?
Yes. You just feed this thing.
With pleasure.
It's too stupid not to try to bite my hand. I don't even understand. This is one of those old models, isn't it?
It is an older model, yeah. Well, I mean, this one in particular isn't old, but it's an older model. Wish you were working on one of those crazy scorpion things, huh?
Yeah, well, at least those things just eat the food you put in front of them.
Yeah, I know. Great indicator of their intelligence, right?
Well, I mean, eating food when you're hungry makes a lot of sense to me.
That's dandy. Come here, baby. Snap. And she just eats it. Chomp. I actually throw it into the air, and she just catches it. Maybe it's that baby isn't so daft, more that baby doesn't take kindly to people that insult her.
Are you kidding? She can't even understand me. She doesn't speak any language.
Well, it's real funny how she wouldn't eat from your hand, but she would from mine.
You probably just smell familiar.
I probably do. And you smell weird. Why don't you go ahead and smell weird somewhere else?
She almost smells her armpit and thinks better of it. Well, I'm supposed to, like, wash her down and stuff, too.
I'll take care of it.
Hey, are you going to be around every time I am going to need to do stuff to her? Because, or it. Or, because I need to, like, not get my arm bit off. Would you show me, like, you got, like, a trick or something?
I want to connect with someone.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that is a 10.
All right.
So, what does she really feel about asking for my help?
She wants to know how to handle this machine so it won't buck.
How can I get her to leave us alone forever without killing her?
You would have to demonstrate that you're always on duty for baby. Because she needs to cover her ass about this, because she's supposed to be... She's the one assigned to service baby.
Right. Okay. I will hold the last one.
Okay.
And think about it. So, I understand your job. I understand you're assigned to baby. I understand the desire to not want to lose any of your hands or fingers, as Graham looks at a couple of nubs on her hand.
On whose hand?
My hand.
Nice.
Yeah. I can understand that. But I think you're going about this problem all wrong. See, baby is not like all these other pieces of meat cobbled together with bolts and metal. I know you think of her that way.
I mean,
that
genetically she's nearly identical to Rorge.
Well, genetically, you're nearly identical to me. But obviously there's some differences there now, aren't there? Point is, if you want my help, you're going to have to listen to what I have to say about baby. Because obviously she doesn't, you know, bulk when I feed her or when I ride her.
All right. What do you suggest? Which trick?
How about you watch me give her bath, and then you can ask me questions, and at the end, you're going to tell me what you see, and I'm going to tell you how wrong it is. And then I'm going to tell you what you should think about it. How about that?
She looks pissed as shit.
Graham just smiles at her.
Okay.
Cool. Well, why don't you give me that bucket there?
And she hands you the bucket and hose.
Fantastic. Okay, baby. Come, lean down. You know. Time for bath time. And baby, like, sort of gets her, like, struggles up into this position and, like, rears back so that the heart plug is exposed at about, you know, reachable level.
Hey, would you say that again in the same tone, but with entirely different words? Like just random words in that same tone?
Why would I do that?
Well, maybe she's reacting to your tone. I mean, I know they can't understand language. It's in the manual, but, like,
uh-huh.
I think it's just the tone thing.
Okay. Dearest baby, could you please bite this woman in half? And baby sort of repositions herself and, like, turns towards Kimura.
Oh, no, that... She puts her hands up.
Oh, baby, that's okay. You don't have to do that. Let's have your bath. And baby returns to the same position.
How did you teach it that?
Sorry. Well, let's just say we have a connection.
I guess. Can you I want to have a connection with her so I can service her. Can you help me with that?
Yeah. How about you say real nice that you think baby's pretty? That might win her over. You can get real close to her head and pet her a little and tell her she's pretty. She likes that. She's a good girl. Gramp begins to clean around this metal plug chest thing.
Baby, you have a very shiny shell, which looks pretty.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, she liked that one, see?
Okay, can I pet her now?
Yeah, go ahead.
She reaches out. Pretty sure that she's about to become the second member of the crew who's got a robot arm.
Baby swings her massive head down really quickly. And then sort of gently nuzzles at Kimura.
She just reaches out just with the fingertips. Just strokes.
There you go.
And this will work even when you're not around? Just need to tell her she's pretty? Talk to her?
It's a good start. I mean, we can maybe try a program of you telling her she's pretty and petting her as I, you know, get further and further away so that she learns to associate you with nice things.
Okay.
And then maybe we can go from there.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Okay, I'll try that. Thanks, baby. Chet.
Yes?
Where would you have run off to when you made your escape?
I don't even know.
Did you check out the hangar? Maybe see a friend? Hide in your room and listen to emo music?
I don't listen to emo music. I listen to emotive punk rock. Very different. You know, I think my room might not be in such good condition right now. Because the ship just crashed.
That's true. It's probably at least strewn with everything.
So I... Yeah, and I'm not cleaning that up.
I'm gonna sleep on a book.
I think I'm just kind of wandering the halls.
You, hear some intriguing whale turtle sounds coming from the hangar.
I know that song. I stick my head into the hangar and go...
See, he knows how to do it.
Yeah. So, you give him baby a bath?
Yeah, you want to come help?
Sure. I would love to.
Yeah, okay, so this is the gross part. Do you want to do the gross part?
Yes.
Alright, so we're going to unscrew this big thing here. Graham rolls up her sleeves even further. We're going to unscrew this big thing here, and a whole bunch of glop's going to come out. It collects. It's part of the process, I guess. I don't know. They didn't build them super perfect at this point. But, you know, we're going to have to get in there and get all that gunk out, and then we're going to hose it down, and then we're going to put the lid back on, all right?
It's equal parts lubricant, blood, and shit.
Ah!
It's just sort of...
It's the waste runoff.
Yep, that's right. You want to get in there? She hands you, like, a sort of curved hoe-like implement to get, like... This real crusty stuff from the back out.
Sure. And, you know, I'm strangely enthusiastic about all this.
Yeah.
You're, you know, raking muck out of this creature. It's... I've done this before. I finally know how to do something in this place.
You seem real chipper there, Chet. You're having a good day?
Well, there's... Nothing like the insides of a mouse. I mean, ix. Nothing like the insides of an ix to really make my day better. Oh, sorry. Ix doesn't like the term mice, so I asked her what we should call them, and she said ix.
She said ix.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to say, just so we can be on good terms with her, you know? It's team building, kind of. Being respectful of her heritage.
Let me tell you something, son. And Graham gets real close to Chet and real quiet. I understand you're a rookie. And I understand that you probably have all sorts of good intentions with your big rookie heart about being real nice to that mouse. But what you need to understand is that that alien, that thing, is responsible for making weapons that have not only killed millions of individual people, not just soldiers, but, you know, civilians, women, children in particular, and that maybe she's not worth respecting. So does that count as getting in someone's face?
Yes. Like, go for it. Roll get in someone's face.
Yeah. 7, 8. Yes. They do what you want, take the abuse, or do one of the following. Swing, storm out, or say something they think you want to hear.
Because you look like you're about to pummel the shit out of Chet.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily because you got your arms raised or anything like that, but you're real taut.
I'm real mad at something.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I know. I'm real sorry. I'm real sorry too.
I just want us all to be able to work together and be friends. Can't we all just get along?
I wish it were that easy.
I'd like to connect with you. Nine.
And remember, on any social role, if you have respect, you can spend it to bump your success level up.
Yeah.
And you can always interfere or assist.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This may be like a Mythark quest, but how could I get you to forgive Ix?
Oh, yes! I love you! You could show me that Ix is broken in the same way I am? Like, make her relatable through showing me her pain. Because Graham is incredibly broken by, like, the pain that Ix directly has caused. And if you can... And Graham causes lots of pain. And if you can show how Ix mirrors that, then maybe a miracle could happen that day on Christmas. It's Mythark, but... That's the answer, I think.
A gold star on a piece of paper floats down from the ceiling.
Don't give away my hiding spots.
It's just in the rafters.
Feral. Good.
Yes. Dance, puppets. Yeah, you're a good kid, and you've got a good heart. I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, there's this Abe that keeps calling baby a thing and doesn't understand. It's rough out there. You know, I feel like any minute now Artemis is going to come down and yell at me. So.
That's probably true.
Artemis comes down and yells at you.
Nope.
Oh, God.
Speak of the robot. How you doing there, Commander?
I've been better. You notice that Artemis has her flight jacket actually zipped all the way down. It's a tank top that probably should have been washed, you know, a long time ago. And she's got a bottle of something.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a label on it?
It actually does.
Okay.
It's whiskey from it's whiskey from Terra.
Is it whiskey brand whiskey?
No, it's actually like whiskey from Terra. Artemis doesn't fuck around. Hey. Been a long day, huh?
Yep, shoveling some shit.
You need a hand over there, Graham?
Yeah, I would. Thank you, Artemis.
I have the other hoe and I'm using it to rake stuff out and trying to be really nonchalant.
I kind of walk over, I put the bottle down on a bench, and I say, you know what, Chet, you worked hard enough today. And I pat you on the shoulder with my flesh hand, and I say, why don't you let me take over for you?
Okay.
Speaking of which, is your hand shaking?
Why would it be?
Because you may or may not be drunk.
I'm not drunk yet.
Ah, the plan was. Just wondering where in this stage you were.
I hand you the...
Get some rest, kid. You're going to need it.
Yep.
Okay. I hope this isn't a trick, I say, as I walk away.
What crawled up that kid's ass and died?
Speaking of ass and died...
I would like to connect with you to see whether I can...
I'm going to try to connect with you, too.
Yeah.
It's probably a terrible mistake.
You never know. 9.
Oh, we're all good at making terrible mistakes here on this crew.
That's
made
a 6.
A terrible mistake. What are you feeling right now? Besides tipsy.
Tired? A little lonely? Hey, Graham?
Yeah, Artemis.
Look, I didn't mean to come across as so harsh during the debriefing today. You did a good job out there. You're doing your job, and to be honest with you, I don't care how many of those things you kill. I mean, you saw what they did to me, too.
I remember.
But I just need you to stay focused, that's all.
Okay. Well, I know that it's rough being a commander, especially when you've got such a gang of psychopaths on your hands. This is definitely one of the more dysfunctional groups we've had, isn't it?
You could say that. Or you could just say that we haven't had enough time to bond. I don't know. Do you want a drink?
I'd love one.
I have a little, satchel, and I pull out a couple of tumblers and I lay out on the bench.
Yeah.
Pour out.
Well, Artemis, I think it would be fair to say that if any of our given groups survive long enough, we could all bond. The problem is making sure we all fucking survive.
Well, that's my job, right?
Well, I like to think of it as mine, too.
Okay, fair enough. It's all of our jobs.
Yeah. You are probably worried about this whole situation with Ix. I feel like that's probably, weighing on you. But I want you to know, as not only my commanding officer, but also, you know, just person to person, I guess, that you can trust me not to kill her unless we absolutely have to kill her. Because when it comes down to it, even though I may be thorough, I haven't lost it yet.
And I kind of look up for my drink, which is now half gone. I poured myself a pretty hefty portion. Do you really hate her that much?
Artemis, do you know what happened to my little girls? Better question, do you even want to know?
I think I do.
There have been a couple of defectors, and I was at a base back when I had them, and I had been gone for a long time and finally got to spend some time with them. But, you know, there's still duties on base, and I wasn't with them all the time, so there's the daycare that, you know, the kids were in, and they decided for some ungodly reason that it would be a good idea to incorporate these new allies of ours into our culture, and one of the little alien girls was put in there, too. And they played. They were only, 5 or 6, and they were nice, happy, doing great, until all of a sudden the little alien girl's back exploded, and some kind of mutagen substance covered all the other children in the room. And Graham takes a drink. It's interesting, because the little alien girl survived, even though you could see her spine, and she died a few days later. And when they hauled off those aliens, they didn't see that they had done anything wrong. They just saw that they had done what they had come there to do. The cost didn't seem to bother them. And the problem is that with the mutagen, it doesn't really necessarily kill you right away, even if, you know, you're caught in the blast. And one of my girls lived for 7 days. And I held her hand every day as it grew extra fingers. And I tried to tell her it wasn't her fault.
Oh my god, Graham. I'm so sorry. And you can see, tears are streaming down the left side of her face. She puts the glass down, and she just kind of, she wants to hug you, but she goes to hug you, and then she looks down at her arm, her right arm, and then she just kind of covers her face and weeps. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah, I know. It tends to make people sad. But the thing you need to know is not just that it's a horrible, sad story, but that when they checked the other two families that had defected, that their children had been implanted with these devices as well. And guess who was the bright mind that came up with them? Three guesses. She's got a beak.
Carnivus takes her glass, picks up a glass and just finishes the whole thing.
Hey, I didn't mean to bring you down more. I'm sorry.
I needed to hear it. Like you said, I need to understand why. And I just want you to know, I don't blame you for feeling the way you do about them. But you know what? What I'm going to say is going to sound horrible, but you can see how I feel. You can see it on my face. You don't blame the people that make the guns for the way the soldiers use them. Or the way criminals use them, for that matter. Ix is on our side now. And she is trying real hard to do the same thing to all those alien monsters out there on the surface that they did to your family. And as long as she's doing that...
Artemis, I told you I'm not going to fucking kill her. But that does not mean that I'm going to hold her hand and tell her I like her.
I never asked you to do that.
Fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have come here. You can take care of yourself.
Are you going to get back all right? You just pounded half a bottle of whiskey.
I'll be fine. I'm always fine. She grabs the bottle, leaves the tumblers, and walks out. I'm going to wrap my brain around a problem. I'm going to use style for this.
Seems good.
I love you, you Nazi scientist.
I was thinking Pharaoh von Braun over this.
Yeah.
I need to figure out how to reconcile what I now know about...
Conflicts.
No.
But when you can, you You're should definitely drunk. Talk to Ix about it.
Yeah.
So I was looking for guidance on that. You can do whatever you want with that.
Well, I think the only way to get real guidance on this is from the horse's mouth.
Beak.
Not tonight, though.
No. Maybe you got a headache.
I don't know, but I will when I finish this bottle.
That's true.
I go back to my quarters. Oh boy.
Can I just have one last vignette?
Hmm.
Once Artemis leaves, Graham is just going to sit down and cry. She didn't really cry in front of Artemis, but she's just going to sit down on like a container and just cry. And Baby will lean her head down and nudge her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In scene.
Oh. It's near lights out, and Black, you hear a knock on your door.
I dim the lights, I've got music playing, and I go, come in. Dim the lights.
Sergeant Chen walks into your room.
Why, hello, Sergeant Chen. I've been expecting you.
Well, I'm glad. I wanted to thank you for... helping me with this investigation. It would have been very difficult without the information you gave me.
I'm always happy to cooperate. Though I've been hearing rumors among the crew. People are starting to say that the brig suits Ix.
Sergeant Chen looks around. I couldn't say, sir.
You don't have to worry, Sergeant. I've already swept my room for bugs. This is a completely confidential and casual conversation. In fact, why don't you have a seat? As I point across to the nice, comfy couch.
All right, I don't have much time. I need to get back to my bunk before lights out. But I'm glad that there are other people of a like mind about others.
I mean, to be honest, we don't really know a whole lot about Ix and her people. And she could be a valuable asset, or she could also be something more dangerous. I think you can kind of imagine what it is like... for those of us who have to work with her on a regular basis. Rely on her to watch our backs.
Yeah, I can't imagine. In a way, she's got mine, but I'm glad that she doesn't have the gun when she's doing it. Anyway, I'm glad that you're on our team. Sergeant Chen reaches out a hand for your shake.
Reaches out a hand, huh? Actually, I will. I will reach out and shake his hand. And I say, you know, Sergeant, you never did tell me about what kind of evidence they found that implicated Ix in the first place.
Well, I heard she was tooling around with some bombs, or a bomb, or trying to make a bomb. Honestly, it's because she's suspect number one.
And honestly, for me to you, do I need to roll, keep my cool again?
Yeah, it might be if you're going to be honest. Do you have any respect?
Yes.
You can always spend one. Can you do it retroactively?
Not retroactively, but you can bump up that result by one.
Okay. Well, I have it bumped up to a 7.
Okay. You're definitely honest, because, you know, you're a pretty trustworthy guy, but you look like maybe you're a little bit more concerned about Ix than is even socially acceptable amongst other people. Maybe you're a little bit of a xenophobe.
And I say, to be perfectly honest, Sergeant Chen, I agree with you completely. It was not in any way out of line for you to suspect her first, because just look at the way that Ix acts on a regular basis. I mean, the way she talks. Who goes around asking about bomb materials? Everything she does just oozes deviousness. Certainly no human would act like that.
Plenty of humans are devious, but yeah, I guess Ix is, I gotta watch out for her. Oh, God. This is such a tricky situation, too.
Yes, and I heard that...
that thing isn't a bomb, is it?
What, he points at the sphere?
Yeah.
And I said, no, of course not. And I'll pick it up, I'll present it to him. This is what I like to use as a stress ball for some people.
Really? How do you use it?
Well, are you familiar with the Chinese baodings?
Yeah. But there's only the one of them. Do I, like, swirl it in my hand, or...?
Something like that. I mean, I do not like to tell my patients how to use the ball. I do not like to make suggestions. But normally, they use two hands, but you can manipulate however you wish.
Well, I don't think I need anything like that. I'm just, it'd be really funny if the bomb was just staring me right in the face. Anyway, I gotta go. He puts it back down on your desk. Maybe we can, maybe you can help me out with this investigation later. But, that's for tomorrow.
Anything you need, Sergeant Chen, just send me a communique.
Have a good dark time.
You too. Get to your bunk on time.
And, he walks out.
And then I will go and peel off a plastic film. The kind that I have, for reasons. And I'll just coat the ball where the parts where Sergeant Chen touched the sphere, and then I'll kind of hold it to the light to make sure that it's got some fingerprints on there. Nice. Look very pleased with myself.
Do you want X's help with this, or are you going to do this on your own? Fall girl.
Fall girl?
You always use fall girl.
He needs X's help if he plans on using the bomb the day.
But here's the thing. I already know that X is probably being scrutinized by everyone, even though there's no evidence, per se, of her involvement. So I think I'm going to try to go alone on this one.
All right, well, she's got the bomb.
Who's got the bomb? I thought Zarin had the bomb.
Zarin, yeah.
Right, which I think you're going to have a hard time asking.
Well, no, actually, no.
You never know.
You could ask Zarin for the bomb. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm going to try to ask Zarin.
All right, so you're going to creep down to the hangar?
Yeah, let's do that, sure.
You creep down to the hangar in the dark, hardly bumping into anything, considering there's running lights and things like that.
I am a scout. I have very good instincts. Mm. At night. Or something.
Oh, lovely. You get to the hangar, and Zarin's security door is firmly shut, but you can hear it, like, making a sound. Some kind of sound.
What do you mean a security door? Like, Zarin is inside a bay?
Well, yeah, Zarin has a separate bay.
Okay.
It's just like a closet, basically, big enough for her.
Okay. I'm going to look for some kind of button, that maybe like a communication button, like a buzzer or something. Mm-hmm.
There's one. Yeah.
Okay. I hit it, and I go, "Hello, Zarin. This is Master Sergeant Farrah Black. Can I have a word with you? It's about Yix."
And the door opens from the inside. A panel on the other side of the door has been pulled off, and wires are dangling from it.
Okay.
That's how Zarin opened the door.
Oh, okay.
She's not supposed to be able to open it from her side.
Oh, she can hotwire her bay. That's hot. And I was like, that's very clever. By the way, I'm dressed very presentably. And I said, Zarin, I don't know if you know this, but...
As you say that, a tentacle smacks you dab in the forehead, knocks you back a step, and then it retracts just as quickly.
I try to.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again?
I try to keep my cool. Nope. What the hell was that?
What the hell was what?
What did you stick into my skull?
Well, do you want, like, specifics? I can tell you what happened. I gave you a translator.
I see. That would explain why we can now understand each other.
Yep. Well, telepath. Well, you don't need to know about that. Yes, translator. Would you like to
now
connect with someone?
Sure. Is Zarin also female?
Sure. Yeah, we've been using female, so let's go with it.
I'll use psycho... Well, no, that's... Yes, I'll use psychoanalyze.
You don't really have quite enough time with Zarin, just because...
All right.
Two parts. One, you don't have a whole lot of time because you got to do this quick. And two, she's a squid. You're going to need to...
All right, well then that's a 7.
All right. You can hold your question or ask it now.
I get 1, right?
Yep. You don't need to do it now.
It's a pleasure to finally meet you. I had no idea you had such a lovely voice.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't really understand a whole lot of what you were saying earlier, but you seem like you could handle yourself in that that giant human you caged up. I think it said its name was Ripper.
Ah, yes. That is the name of my biomech. Fascinating piece of technology. Unfortunately, Ripper is not sentient like you.
Hmm. Anyway, what's up?
I don't know if you are aware of this, Zarin, but recently Ix was unfairly implicated for the explosion that happened to the ship earlier.
Mm-hmm, I remember that. She had to go into a small cell with a toilet.
Well, unfortunately, even though Commander Artemis was nice enough to get Ix out of that horrible, horrible Brig cell on a provisionary, probationary basis... The top brass is still unconvinced that...
I remember you wanted to plant some evidence on someone. Okay, here's the bomb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm wearing gloves.
Be very careful not to implicate Ix on this. It's really important that we are nice to the humans, but that the people who are unfairly punishing her get what they deserve.
Zarin, I promise you... that all I want to do is to help Ix in this situation.
That's great, me too. Well, have fun.
Thank you for the bomb. Have a nice evening.
And she sort of pushes you out with the tentacle.
Zarin! She's second best mech.
Yeah, I know.
I take my film and I stick one side of it to put the fingerprints on the bomb. Now I have to figure out how to plant the bomb on Chen or somewhere else conspicuous. I have to think about that. We can end the scene while I ponder that.
Well, I have a question, Graham. How do you know when baby's having a nightmare? Do you have, like, a little baby monitor?
I like to think that I've rigged up a thing in the heart plug that connects to some sort of wristy thing that I have that acts as a baby monitor. And when certain levels in baby's, like, blood pressure and heart rate and, like, brain waves reach certain parameters, it'll wake me up.
Seems good.
Yeah.
Well, it's going off right now.
I get down there pretty quick.
She seems very agitated and upset.
Oh, it's okay, baby. I'm here. Is there anybody else in the bay?
Would you like to read a room?
I'd love to read a room. Doing so much heart things today. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Baby, it's okay. Da-da-da-da-da! No, Grammy's here! It's okay. I know what happened. I'm going to check over her to make sure that nothing's hurt.
There's smash right next to one of her claws is a syringe. It's got some kind of liquid in it. You can't really tell in the dark.
I'm going to find something to pick it up with so I don't have to touch it, like some kind of a bag or something like that. And then I'm going to try and see if I can find out where she got stuck with it. Like, if she's leaking anywhere. No, I know, it hurts, I know, but I've got to find out where they got you, and then I'll fix it, okay? Oh, baby, what happened?
And you notice that the security door to Zarin's hangar is a little bit open.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm gonna go ahead and make sure baby's calmed all the way back down. Mm. I'm gonna sit with her for quite a while. Mm. Give her an extra special snack. Mm. It's really, she likes to eat these sort of gross, like, fermented fish cakes. Mm. They're really stinky. She likes them a lot. Gives a really bad breath, but she loves them. Well, not supposed to feed them to her because they're supposed to be bad for her, but she loves them, so I feed them to her.
She calms down a lot and eventually goes to sleep. Mm-hmm. Her head touching your lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously not in it.
That's right, because she's a good girl and doesn't want to crush my legs. Mm-hmm. And I give her a kiss. A big, like, metal plate on her forehead. I give it a kiss. And then I'm going to go have a little talky-talk with the squid. So I'm going to go peek in there, see if any lights are on.
Nope, everything's dark.
Mm-hmm. Hey, squid.
It's pretending to be asleep.
Squid. You're really bad at faking sleep, squid. Look, I know baby really likes you because she has some kind of rapport with you. I don't know if you're involved in this. Oh, good.
It shrugs its tentacles.
It shrugs its tentacles. I don't know that I trust you. Yeah, you! Look, point is, be on the lookout. I don't know what the fuck this is, but...
Would you like to connect with a squid?
I would like to connect with a squid. Let's connect with a squid. 7!
Alright.
What a...
This might have to be a squid-answerable question.
What are you feeling right now? Alright.
Well. That's frightened for you who can't see me at home.
Alright, squid.
This is riveting, I'm sure.
I'm gonna go ahead and close your door, because I don't know who the fuck is messing around. And baby likes you. And baby often kills most of her playmates. So it's good that you're around. So I'm going to go ahead and close this door. Make sure you don't get a syringe in you. I'm going to be back. So maybe keep one of those big eyes open. Alright. She'll try to shove the door closed and double check on baby.
Baby's fast asleep.
Good. I'm gonna go talk to the doctor. I'm gonna wake that kid up. Clang, 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 clang. God damn it.
You're just banging on the door. I'm actually asleep. I thought about this earlier, but I'm actually asleep in my mech. Because I really don't have anywhere to go. So I'm just kind of...
There's a book on your bed. What are you supposed to do, pick it up?
There's stuff all over that room. Just like... Awesome. Yeah. It's just a mess.
Alright.
I'm gonna break into his room. Found he's not there. God, this piece of pigsty. God.
Who's making noise out there?
Oh, go back to sleep, Artemis. You're not... No. Wait a minute, do you know what this is? And I hold up the syringe.
She rubs her eye. I'm bored. I'm about to bed.
Okay, good. Go. Here, drink a glass of water. Drink a glass of water. We need you tomorrow. Alright. I'm gonna go talk to Feral, because I'm gonna see if I can at least find him. Bang, 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 bang.
I'm not there either, actually. Funny enough, I was like debating, like, should I be there?
Well, you could be off planting flowers.
God damn it, nobody's anywhere.
Wait, hang on. Quick question, out of context. Are all, except for Zarin, are all our mechs, like Baby and Ripper, are they all in the same hangar?
Yes. They're all in the same hangar.
Okay.
Well, fine. Can't find anybody. I'm going to go back and stand guard over Baby. Sit there. Sit next to her head. Make sure she sleeps good.
You go to sleep?
I'm not going to go to sleep. Nope. Sitting up with the baby.
Oh, my.
Yep.
That's gonna be rough.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm ready.
Cool, I got drugs for that. Anyway.
Some of us will be awake tomorrow.
I've done it before.
Seems good.
I'm not gonna have somebody miss me. Yes. No way I'm talking to you.
Cut to morning! Klaxons ring. Evil guys awake. Except for, of course, Graham. Deployment imminent. Deployment imminent.
Well, I still haven't changed any of my clothes.
That tank top's scrunchy.
But yeah, no, I dashed down to the mech bay.
What sort of personnel are around? Like, I imagine there's some...
In the mech bay, the bioengineers come back in, mm-hmm. including Ensign Kimura.
Mm-hmm. Is Kimura the one that's in charge?
No, no. Okay. Lieutenant Anderson is.
I'm going to go talk to Lieutenant Anderson and report the syringe... and ask them to identify it.
Okay. Well, I don't think I know what was in that. It's clearly a syringe. It looks looks standard issue for syringes. There's green in it.
I can see that there's green in it. What? You have no idea what this is.
I don't know. I mean... it could be all kinds of anything. I need to look at it in a scope or something.
All right, fine. Well, look, just be mindful that... Ugh.
What? Where'd you find this thing, anyway?
Baby was having a nightmare last night, and I found this on the floor next to her. She had been stuck with it. It was broken. She probably ended up defending herself, but I just want you to know that apparently security and the bay isn't as tight as it could be.
Well, you can always take that up with Chenna or something, I guess.
Yeah, I think I will.
Alright, well, I hear you guys are deploying, so I'll just get out of your hair.
Yeah, okay. Your job. Alright,
okay, if you want, you can give it to me and I can find out what the green is. I mean, if you give it to Sergeant Chen, I'll probably be doing that anyway.
But. That's a good point. Alright, go ahead, take it.
Alright, thanks.
I'm gonna go find Chet. I'm gonna go, like, wait by his neck and be like, Chet, boy, are you awake? Wake up! Bang, 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 bang. Just like a wrench on the leg of your neck.
What is going on?
What's green and comes in a syringe?
Mutagen ooze.
What?
I opened the door on the back of my mech. It's a round, like, submarine hatch type thing. This is very old. What? Did you ask me something?
You said mutagen ooze is green and comes in a syringe?
Did I? Okay.
I found last night somebody trying to hurt Baby. They injected her with a part of something, and it was green. Chartreuse, really. And
oh, chartreuse.
Chartreuse, yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
Yeah. And I wanted to know, the mechanics didn't know what it was, and I thought maybe you would know. And you said, in your stupor, mutagen ooze.
I'd trust me. But, I mean, if you think I've got time before a deployment, I could go, like, centrifuge it or something.
No, I've already got a guy on that, and we've got to get out there. But, thank you. That is just something I need to know.
It's probably mutagen ooze.
Thanks. Get back in your mech. Be careful.
All right, everyone! Commander Sasaki yells. Get on your mechs. Security, deploy near the door. Today, we're going to be doing a two-part operation. part one, I'm going to need you, Mex, with some exceptions, to scout out the area and attempt to dislodge us from this this crater. Security, you will be staying near the Fist of Apollo and ensure that no one comes close. Just keep an eye out. If you see anything, radio everyone. Make sure to leave the fighting for the mechs. Keep your masks on. Do not take them off for whatever reason. And get ready for deployment. She's clearly a little bit both tired and very on edge. Probably because someone's deploying. Zarin and Ix will be deploying with Ripper and Black. Deadeye and Artemis, stay on top of the Fist of Apollo. Keep an eye out. The rest of the mechs, I want you to mill around and stay close to the Fist. Zarin and Ix, Ripper and Black, I want you guys to scout out, see if you can find anything useful. Keep out of sight if you can, and get us some intel on this. They're probably going to have noticed us, so if anyone's coming, we need eyes on this. Alright, everyone ready?
Alright, party people, suit up, let's go!
Alright, let's go around and let's see how everyone gets into their cockpit and what that looks like.
So, you know that Deadeye is a birdwalker. It's got the backwards jointed legs. It's also got a sort of a pod-shaped body with a cockpit in the front, steel alloy construction, newest at the time it was built anyway. When it's not in use, the legs fold down so the body is sitting on the ground and there's steps. Like in the cockpit of a fighter, there's like little foot like things that you can stick in. The canopy opens up and Artemis sort of jumps up, grabs the lip of the thing with her metal arm, kicks off at the first step, and tumbles into the seat, and then comes, and the legs extend as you, and you see the little laser turret on the bottom, sort of. She gives thumbs up.
And we've already seen what it looks like on the inside of your cockpit.
Yep.
Very traditional mech. Got neat joysticks. Very important.
Absolutely.
Chet.
So I'm already in the cockpit, but. Like I said, it's kind of a submarine hatch sort of outside affair. And inside, it's kind of like it's a sphere, a metal sphere, that was put directly where Rorge's headspace would have been. Which has mostly been hollowed out and reconnected to the outside of this sphere. It's pretty old and hackneyed. So, the inside is a little bigger than it probably needs to be. It's metal, has a great floor, and has a chair in the middle of it, and a bunch of levers and buttons and knobs. It's got digital stuff in it, but it looks kind of like the inside of an airplane. And the viewing port is actually entirely just built into the mech, so I'm actually just looking through its eyes. So there's kind of six viewing ports.
Oh, Christ.
That are right out its eyes.
Oh my, I suppose that is part of the brain. So, yuck. Love it.
Yeah, and I sit down, take off my uniform shirt because it's dirty and it's hot in here, and buckle my seatbelt, and flip the switches.
Nice.
Say, okay, I think I'm ready.
Ix.
Zarin appears to eat Ix.
Like with its beak?
Yes.
Dang.
There is no cockpit as far as anyone can make out.
No one is. Ensign Kimura's never seen this.
No one is really sure what is happening.
He looks over at Anderson. He's like, oh, I'm gonna just get over it.
Is it my turn? So, Baby has a hatch in her chest, a large sort of hexagonal hatch that opens, where there is sort of a metal rungs where one climbs up into Baby's chest cavity. This is also where, you know, you have all your ports and your sort of engineering machinery. At the top of the metal rungs, there's another hatch that is more sort of like a muscle layer, a sort of like a diaphragm, but it's laced through with metal filaments and things, and it sort of dilates. And then Graham climbs into sort of a dark chamber where she sits in what looks like mostly a chair, but it's really mostly sort of muscle. And then slides her hands into these sort of control mittens, and then gives sort of a...
I assume these are fleshy, too.
Yes, these are sort of fleshy. There's bits of metal running through all of this, but once Graham is in position, she gives a sort of whistle and leans back onto a spike that goes into a plug in the base of her skull, and then the muscle contracts around her, entirely enclosing her body, like massive amounts of heart muscle. And her vision then is baby's vision, and she can feel what baby feels, and her left arm really hurts, and it makes her mad, and it makes baby mad. And that is how she gets in baby.
Nice. Feral blood.
I'll say that for the Ripper, the mech is actually standing upright, so that he has to get to the cockpit via a catwalk that leads to the head. So the cockpit is just a small spherical cockpit, and the entire surface of the interior of the sphere is just a screen. And there's like a suspended harness that comes down that he has to fit into.
Gross.
Not a gimp suit. It's not like that. But you know, it's like a...
It's more like a sex swing.
It's like a...
Don't be ridiculous.
No, it's highly scientific and unsexual. Yes, gantry clearly. System. Put on your pelvis. I'm sorry, James. Please continue.
And it's funny because, so I guess this particular model, the Ripper models, most people are told that they're specifically engineered, but really what they've done is they've grown a person, kind of like a clone, but scaled up to a larger size. And when I said that they're not sentient, it's because they were partially lobotomized to make room for the sophisticated cockpit that just, the interfaces just sit directly on the neurons. And so, aside from the primary eyes, there's just sensors covered all over. So, as a scout, I can get like almost a 360-degree view.
You get a lot of touch screens in there, probably,
yep.
Too.
Pop-ups. I hate those pop-ups.
I see you're trying to pilot a mech. Can I help?
Oh, Clippy!
The hangar bay door is open. You are lifted up in your mechs, and one at a time fired up at a sort of 45-degree angle. Normally it'd be straight out, but there's been some issues.
Yeah.
Straight out of the top of the Fist of Apollo. As you know, your job is to be at the top of the Fist of Apollo, making sure that no one sneaks up on anyone. You know, the eyes and ears of the team.
I have a fact.
You, along with Graham, are going to be both security and improvised bulldozers. You're going to be clearing a lot of the debris around so that the Fist of Apollo can wrench itself free. You two are tasked with scouting ahead. Can I ask how your cloaking device works? Would you be able to cloak two with it?
Will it be able to cloak two with it?
It might not work very well if you tried to cloak two, but if it's projection-based...
It is projection-based. There's two things. I can either cloak myself completely,
mm-hmm.
or I can make a two-dimensional projection, like a wall, mm-hmm. to cloak two people. It's on a limited timer as well, too.
Mm. Well, there are a couple of those skyscraper things you see a couple miles off. Maybe you could point it at one of those, and when you're checking out in that direction.
I'll mess with the power and see if I can boost the game. Maybe get a little bit more coverage there.
Some kind of power boost thing going on, maybe?
Maybe.
All right. And security guards sort of rappel down the side of the Fist of Apollo and get towards the base looking around.
Yeah. They're not going to hang off of them like Attack on Titan Star? No?
No. They're going to be keeping a good eye on the situation here. Right. So, you.
All right, people. Stay in radio contact. if you encounter any resistance at all, or even any sign of resistance, I want to know about it immediately. I'm going to look around.
All right. You jet up to the top of the fist.
And I'm going to scan everything with my TACnet.
Show it to me. What are you rolling?
Assess the situation.
Good. Seem good.
Boom. That is an 8.
All right, so...
What is the enemy hiding?
As you can see on this diagram here, one of the skyscrapers, as you coined them, is now missing. Not the one we crashed into.
Ix?
Aye?
One of the skyscrapers has, up and disappeared. Those things burrow.
Didn't you see that with the previous one?
Okay, well, there's any chance it's going to come up here.
I'd say it depends very much on how angry it is.
Well, guys, keep your eyes peeled. If you sense any seismic activity, please, 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 please let me know. We're going to be in some deep trouble here.
Now I have a question. Is there a specific zone? Are there specific zones that they wanted us to scout out, or they were just like, go ahead and look around? And
then... They'd like you to look around 360 if you can, but it's going to be hard to make anything out of any useful detail unless you get close to one of those skyscrapers or try to find some kind of major landmark, because you guys are off of the beaten trail. You were not supposed to land here. So you're going to be trying to not only assess your threats, but also see if you can locate where you guys are on the map. And of course, if you encounter any resistance, you're supposed to make sure that doesn't tell.
So this is like a heavily wooded area, or what?
It is heavily fogged, but not heavily wooded. You see off in the distance maybe 100-odd skyscrapers, but you can only see them because they're just a slightly darker sliver in the fog. It's pretty dense stuff. Otherwise, there's not a whole lot of notable terrain. There's some rocks and what have you around, but nothing significant like a tree, unless those things are trees.
Hey, Ix.
Yes, Black?
Does this kind of thick fog also affect visibility for mice mechs?
Depends on who you ask.
Well, I'm asking you.
Zarin? Some, but not entirely.
There are some mechs out there that can see through this.
Perfectly.
Are they? Would you say that they are common or rare?
Oh, it depends on who wants to pick a fight now, doesn't it?
Do you recognize this colony area?
No.
They're roughly analogous to countries, similarly independent.
I am merely trying to determine whether or not to use my advanced optical camouflage, because my instincts are telling me right now that the fog is sufficient camouflage in itself.
Well, this seems like a situation where you might want to assess it.
Hmm. We should do that.
Think you can do it. You have brains.
Crash with an 11.
Yikes! Alright. So, you got some questions.
How can we use the battlefield to our advantage?
Well, the fog is useful enough for anything from a distance. It's fairly thick, and it would have to be fairly specialized or not use its eyes in order to be able to detect you through this anyway. So you probably are fairly safe until you get close to something, and then you might want to use your camouflage. But it's good cover.
Actually, I'm going to withhold my questions.
Okay. Sounds cool. So you guys, what do you guys do? Pick stealthily towards some direction?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask Zarin to follow my lead, and we're just kind of going to go slowly sweep forward.
I'm going to need you guys to keep your cool.
Not kept.
8.
So, you're able to pick your way up well enough, but you notice that the way Zarin propels... Do you fly?
Yes.
You fly. The way you're floating leaves an obvious trail.
Especially through the fog.
Especially through the fog. And you're worried that maybe Zarin is giving away your position to anyone who gets close enough. As you plod along towards one of the skyscrapers, you notice a small amount of rumbling near some of the rocks.
Okay.
You can't see anything.
Well, then, I guess maybe this is a good time to ask, what is the enemy hiding?
The enemy seems to be underground, maybe gonna surface from there, maybe it's trying to pass underneath you undetected.
I'm getting some odd sensor readings from your mechs. What's going on down there?
At the moment, nothing. Soon, probably something.
Black, what are you seeing?
Well, that's the problem. I don't see anything. But I think I am detecting tremors.
Both of you stay in the air. I'm coming. I'm going to try to draw aggro.
Intentionally,
by being loud.
Mm.
So that they can sneak on ahead while this thing gets distracted with me.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
Yeah. So, how are you doing this?
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to basically fly off the top of the thing, sort of triangulate between their position and the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to come down hard into the ground. And then basically I'm just seeing a stamp.
Oh my.
Yeah. And I'm doing this with fire, because that's what's highlighted today. And not using my move that I have.
There you go.
Because there's nothing stylistic about this.
Not unless you walk with rhythm.
Oh, goody. A 9. Oh, wait, no. I'm acting on the information. That's a 10.
Oh, that's true. So you get a 10 up. I believe you also get respect, yes?
Yep.
Fancy. You guys, you feel like the rumbling is moving away from you now. It doesn't look like it's going to surface over you, and you feel it directionally towards, well, this.
All right. Graham,
Chet,
we have incoming. Work quick.
You guys are trying to scoop away as much of this dirt as you can around the remaining engine on the port side.
Could I assess the situation?
That would probably be a great idea.
Yes. Let's do that. 7, 8. So that is 8.
Mm-hmm.
What can we use on the battlefield to our advantage?
Well, one of the things that you've got going for you is, though you're pretty sure these things can burrow up from anywhere,
mm-hmm.
they sure can't burrow up from the Fist of Apollo. Mm-hmm. If you hug towards that, they're not going to be able to keep or catch you unawares and come at you from behind because they can't burrow up from a massive dropship like that.
Right. Good idea.
So you guys keep your backs to it and keep working.
Yes.
I'm kind of just picking up the rocks and then throwing them. Because...
Baby, that's a great idea! And starts to, like, get big rocks and, like, put them in her mouth and toss them! And put another one in her mouth and toss them! Not in any particular care or direction.
The security guards with shovels working around you are scared shitless.
Yeah. Baby is having fun. Baby is playing. Baby likes Rorge.
Rorge reaches out with his tentacle arm and tickles baby. And I pick up a rock and throw it as far as I can.
Baby's gonna throw one further.
Witchy, one of the security officers, walks up tentatively. Guys?
Yeah?
Some of the fellas here are worried that we're gonna get a little bit in your way. Would you guys mind terribly being a little bit more gentle? If you don't mind, of course, obviously.
Oh, sorry. I'm not used to all this. I gently pick up the single boulder and set it, 10 feet away.
Thanks.
Baby.
Try and watch out for you.
Crestfallen, just pokes at the dirt with a stabby arm. Baby, you've got to do more than that. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Be a good girl. She starts to dig better.
Meanwhile, your tapping and stomping is making the ground shake a little bit more than a mech would.
And I think under Artemis's breath, she's, our father heart in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
The rocks around you are shaking visibly. Would you like to stand against some kind of terrible assault?
I would.
Excuse me, withering assault.
Yeah, I think basically hold its attention without getting murdered. Mm-hmm. I think it's still the goal here.
Seems like a good goal.
9. So on a 7-9, I can either hold my objective, taking damage, or safely give ground. It's coming up at me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I actually think I want to safely give ground. And the reason I want to do that is I want to try to actually get behind some sort of an obfuscation so when it comes out, it doesn't see anything.
Mm-hmm. There's some boulders that got tossed here
recently. Yeah. So I'm going to fly up and attempt to land really softly behind the boulders.
Mm-hmm. You make it just in time as a 50-foot diameter worm bursts up out of the ground, roaring.
Does it look like it has any soft spots on it?
Yes, all of its spots are soft.
Does it know I'm behind the rock?
No!
Well, then I don't think I need to roll. I would like to use Deadeye.
Alright.
It's like a move I have.
Hmm. I thought it was a mech you had.
It's also a move.
Interesting.
Shocking.
Interesting.
I might have been inspired by that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I engage an unaware armed enemy from range with my sniper weapon, pick one.
Okay.
My attack gets plus AP. I can choose one location to be damaged by the attack. Nobody knows where the shot came from.
Well,
I don't know where the weak points on this thing are.
Let's just say you're a 15-foot tall mech, and this is a 50-foot diameter worm. So, I'll allow that to color your choices.
Yeah, well, we're going for the head. Mm-hmm. Or apparently would be the head, question mark. Explosion mark.
Seems like it's got a mouth, maybe.
Yeah. I think, if it's, does the mouth kind of swing around?
It's hard to tell, really, if it's a mouthy mouth. There's sort of like an indentation near the top that looks like
I'm going to hit it right in that thing. Right, I think my shot's going to have armor piercing.
Interesting. I think you're going to need to keep your cool to make the shot without it immediately rolling on top of you.
That seems totally reasonable.
Maybe even by accident.
No!
Yikes!
So, I think...
tell me some stats on your weapon.
The weapon is a Gauss rifle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is 4 damage, extreme range, silent, limited ammo.
Well, you fire a shot from your Gauss rifle, and it pierces the lower lip thing and seems to come out right out of the top. The monster lets out a squelching roar and writhes around. As it's writhing around, it rocks the boulder that you've been hiding behind right onto your mech.
Okay.
Take a 2 harm hit.
A 2 damage hit? Okay, yeah. So my armor mitigates one of that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it actually damages one of my legs. I think my left leg is slightly busted.
Ooh,
which is bad for me because my left side is actually the side I have more coordination with.
Also, you want to get away from this problem.
That's true.
But her mech can fly, though, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, no, totally his jets.
That'll be very useful in a second.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit!
A giant worm bursts out behind you.
We can see it, though.
Mm-hmm. But you could probably get your cloaking device up in time.
Do I want to cloak? Yeah, I guess I'll cloak.
You get plus one to this because you're intentionally drawing aggro.
That's true.
Now, are you going to cloak both of you or just you? Now, maybe...
Well, how far away are we?
You are about 200 yards from this thing. You've been creeping along for a while. You know, maybe Zarin fits in. It's one of those aliens, so maybe they won't pay Zarin any mind. But maybe Zarin looks out of place. Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
I will project camouflage in front of us. And I will call Ix over and I will say, okay... Give me the lowdown. Weaknesses, internal organs, anything.
What does Aaron know of this creature?
It is a domestic security and rescue worm skyscraper transport town. It has probably come because another worm has been killed and it's investigating. You know its weaknesses are if you are able to sever it, its entire neck, or any really big portion, you will only have half of it to fight. It doesn't have a whole lot of weaknesses unless you get right up into its guts.
It's true.
And people.
It's what you humans like to call a guard dog.
Is there any way that we can get it to go away? Because obviously something triggered it. What if it decides that there's nothing of interest to report? Because I don't know that she shot it yet.
It's hard to tell from it.
Well, judging from the fact that it has come here already, I would suggest just killing it.
Now, you guys could continue your scouting mission, or you could try to deal with this thing. I mean, the rest of your team could probably deal with it.
Wait, what kind of weapons does Zarin have? Just tentacles?
Yes.
That would be extremely good for the kind of job you want to do, because it's soft and squishy. So if you become a thing that can dice it...
Oh, well, Zarin has something much, much better that she can do to it.
I believe it.
Ooh. How much weight can Zarin carry?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really do much arm wrestling.
Less or more than a mech, I believe is the question.
I would imagine a significant portion considering our size.
Can Zarin carry Ripper?
Perhaps a short ways. Why?
Well, if this thing is detecting ground movement, we need to sneak up on it undetected, which will be difficult for a cloaking mech with legs.
It isn't difficult for a flying one.
I think I can keep this thing distracted if you guys want to try to do something.
It's going
to
go for you two in a hot second there.
Yeah. The important part of this mission is getting the... Fist of Apollo clear.
And seeing where the hell you are.
We can worry about that when we're not being attacked.
That's a good point. This thing looks like it might even be able to take the Fist of Apollo if it is as long as it looks like it might be.
That's my consideration. That's my concern.
Tell you what, I'll cloak myself. I'll run up and confuse it, and you will have to do the primary damage to this thing.
Well, Zarin, how do you feel?
I think we can do it. This thing can't be that tough. I mean, we've designed worse.
Indeed. Artemis, we are on our way.
All right, I'm going to try to hold this thing off a little bit longer, and I spray it ineffectually with my laser cannon. It's just like...
Well, it's going straight through. We're just making really little holes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not really designed for this job.
No. How do you two feel about this gigantic fucking worm?
I've turned around, and I'm looking at it with an expression of horror on my face that no one can see. Graham, I'm new here, but should I do something?
You should dig, rookie. Dig.
Just keep digging?
Just keep digging. The sooner you dig, the sooner we get out of here. Now, if somebody says it's coming for us, then you can, you know, look. But until then, keep your head down. Dig.
I keep picking up rocks and throwing.
Alright. You feel some tremors near you a little bit more than just what happens when you guys are digging.
Okay. Alright. Now's when you can look. Alright. We're gonna have a worm, I guess.
Okay. So what do I do now?
Well, let's get near the ship. Possibly climb on it?
Seems like a good idea.
Yeah, let's get on the ship. And you can stand behind me.
Do we have a second bogey? Repeat. Do we have a second bogey?
Starting to feel like it, Artemis.
God damn it. Get to safety.
Witchy and the other security guards are leveling their assault rifles ineffectually.
I stand behind baby.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get behind baby... The ground in front of you, and near where you were digging, conveniently enough, rips asunder, and a gaping maw greets you. It doesn't pop out very far. In fact, maybe just 5-10 feet above the ground. And at high velocity, little 4-foot-long worms, blue, with similar-looking faces, spray out like a cone of bullets.
Should I do something now?
Bammy is going to sort of hunker down and take advantage of her large shield to try and shield both herself and Rorge and Chet.
Well, that sounds an awful lot like intentionally drawing aggro, or, depending on how you like it,
standing firm. Against... And because you've narrated your shield, and that is a tag on your mech, you get a plus one to this roll.
Sure. I'm going to...
I'm trying to explain the mechanics.
I think it's going to draw the aggro. I want to make sure that it only hits me.
Okay.
Maybe we'll make an angry noise. Sort of...
Yeah, okay.
That is what she does. Plus one, you say? That is... 9, 10. Yay!
Alright, and so you said you were intentionally drawing aggro?
Yes.
Alright, so you... And you said you got a 10, eh?
Yeah, I did.
Alright. Your allies take plus one against the enemy as long as you keep their attention and tiny worms wriggle around on your shell.
Mm-hmm.
You also gain respect.
Yep. And I don't take damage.
No, you do not. They just wriggle ineffectually around on you.
Mm. Yeah. Shielded.
They sort of try to leech onto you, but your shell is much too hard.
Yeah.
Wait, who tries to leech onto her?
The myriad of 4-foot worms that have been spewed out of this maw.
Mm. Baby's going to try to shake them off, just like as much as a turtle can shake, sort of like a boat.
I am following orders. I stand behind Baby.
Do you want to do anything?
Yeah. Are they coming through to
you? They're all over the area. There is a parting in it near where Baby is. They're not as thick as where the air was, but they're very numerous.
Okay.
Some of the security guards are having a heck of a time fending them off from the boulder they were cowering. Defending.
I'm...
Defending, by the
Ix gets on the comm. You know, Chet, they're very squishy on the inside.
I'm sorry, Graham. I can't do it. I can't just watch these men die. I jump over you, and I want to stand on the boulder and stand firm.
Ooh, all right.
Against a withering assault.
Show it to me. Get plus one.
Seven.
Seven. Yeah. All right. As you stand firm, let's see. You may either hold your objective, taking damage, or safely give ground.
I hold my objective, taking damage.
Three worm leechy harm crawls on you.
Good God. I'm sorry, Rorge. I think I am taking the damage largely on my left arm and my left leg.
So what's on your left arm?
My left arm is my spike rifle.
Yeah.
So
your spike rifle, are you using that in a rapid fire stance?
Yes. So the spike rifle is silent, rapid fire, and inaccurate. So it's kind of a thing where I just spray everywhere. So it's actually...
It's going to be hard to miss here.
Spray and pray.
Yeah. It's good for me.
Well, you really don't need to pray right now because... There are targets enough for all of your spikes. Your barrage of spikes pins and kills most of these worms. Just emptying... How are your spikes held?
They actually are just kind of inside the arm. So the arm has kind of pins sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as they get used up, they just get kind of sucked in. So it's like a little porcupine arm.
Ooh. Well, you spend most of the spines you've been growing for the past month. But you just cut these things down. And they're just wriggling and writhing, trying to get to the security guards, trying to get underneath the shell, trying to climb up onto your armor, but they're pinned, and some of them try to pull themselves free, bifurcating the back ends of themselves, and they just die in droves around you. So, you've largely secured that area, and the thing burrows back. Yours rears up!
Shit. Shit.
Quick! Be cloaked.
I am cloaked.
So what are you planning on doing?
The thing is, I'm on foot. Mm-hmm. I'll say that at this point, I was running towards it,
mm-hmm.
but then I had an idea. So, like, I'm actually at about 50% power right now for the cloak. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn it off and use my projectors to actually flash lights. So I'm actually going to try to get the worm to go away from the Fistful Apollo towards mm-hmm. me, but then I'll disappear and they can't find me.
Ooh, that's a good idea. All right, well, that is definitely intentionally drawing aggro.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're using this move, by the way.
Yeah. I figured a 50 diameter worm would be a good way to do that, because no one really... If you guys get hit by this thing, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
A little rough there. That's why you have a medic.
Yep.
And remember, you can always take damage on your body instead of your mech.
I got a three.
A three. Yikes! You project a dazzling light show to the blind worm.
Beautiful.
It seems totally uninterested in your light show, though it does smash its body onto the ground and start slithering its way directly towards you.
Mm.
But you're kind of on the path of the fist from where it's standing. So if you don't drag it or kill it pretty soon, it's probably going to just go on through to its original target. It is very close to you.
Hey, Ix, do you have a clear shot of the thing's mouth?
I would think that if he ran off in front of me, I'm on the other side of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Why, not at all.
Fuck. Well, you already know how to arrest this thing's movement. A lot of it's underground. It's not very good at pushing itself once up on top of the earth. It's mostly pushing itself out from where its burrow is. Maybe if you sever it, it won't be able to move around as much.
Well, from here, what I suggest is going to be fun for you, I suppose. My thought is still, it's weakest on the inside.
Are you suggesting that I let it eat me?
Well, I would probably avoid letting it get any crunching in.
Well, then does it have any teeth?
Will you guys quit negotiating and do something?
Gutsy.
I'll do something gutsy.
That seems appropriate.
Dive into the mouth.
Yep, I'll just dive into the mouth.
That seems very gutsy.
Alright, what is gutsy based on?
Style.
Style. Then that's an 8.
Alright, you got a 7-9. You do it barely. You can get respect, but command then can make a hard move. It opens up its mouth. God, it looks... Did you ever play with one of those toys from, like, a Zany Brainy that's just filled with goop, and you could turn it inside out, because it's sort of like a little donut?
Yeah, it's called, like, a water snake.
A water snake? Yeah, you ever play with one of those?
Nope.
Well, they look an awful lot like a blue vagina.
The original fleshlight.
Yeah, the original fleshlight, in fact.
Really? Okay.
It wouldn't shock me if that wasn't built off that chassis. But the point is, it dilates its hole and looks like it's about to snap closed and gum you to death. But just in time, you gun your engines and jump past those churning lips.
Okay.
You are now inside the worm.
Yes, but how far inside? Well, it's where inside? Am I in, like, what?
You're about the head cavity-ish, if it has a head. It's hard to tell. But you are definitely inside of there.
And you know what? I'll just keep going down the esophagus, or whatever it has.
Yes.
Until I find something soft and squishy.
It, the entire... You pass so many of those little worms that you didn't see, but you have now experienced for yourself firsthand, squelching past your armor.
Hmm.
You're moving too fast for them to attach to you, and they weren't expecting, depending on how intelligent they are, this.
Well, from what Ix tells me, this is also supposed to be a building. Mm-hmm. Do I see inhabitants?
Oh, yes! You're passing them as they squelch by you. They're little four-foot worms.
Interesting.
They don't try to attack you or anything like that.
Well, then I'm going to ignore them and move on. Press on.
You keep going down the gullet. You have any advice for him?
Yes. Pick a point and start cutting.
That's right. He did say it's squishier on the inside. I'm just going to take my combat knife and just stick it into the wall and just keep going. Just like, keep slicing just all the way down.
What's your goal? To just tear this thing apart?
Yeah, just tear it from the inside.
Then I mean, you are going in knife's blazing.
It's true. Okay. I know, I have Technet, I know exactly where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to assist by firing lasers into the outside.
Good. Show him where.
My pulse laser is a 2-damage close hot weapon. So I could overheat this thing if I screw it up. But for the meantime, I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm.
I'm not really going anywhere.
Okay.
So I'm going to assist.
Can I use persistent strikes? Do I consider the inside enough of a vulnerability?
I'm not entirely... You know what? The whole thing is vulnerable. It is all weak points and no weak points. So yes, go ahead. All
right, I'm rolling brains.
That's good.
That's good because they gave me an 8 as opposed to
Now you have a 10 plus. Four.
Yes, you do.
Woo!
So you...
I have a 9, so I do potentially draw unwanted attention.
All right, you have a 10 plus, you achieve your goal, and this monstrosity takes the full brunt of your attack. So what was your goal?
I was just trying to hurt it until I found a soft, squishy organ.
Well, the whole thing is a soft, squishy organ.
Well, I imagine it had to have something like a heart.
Well, you run down more of the gullet and come across a small pod. It's got a hard shell, and its metal leaves fold open, pushing aside the walls, and a 6-foot-long worm that's red instead of the blue that you've been seeing. Well, I don't know if worms can glare, but somehow you feel like its sensing of movement is boring into you. Angrily, even.
Okay.
It charges at you, its tiny mouth open, going directly for your cockpit as if it knows you're in there.
Alright.
It leaps at you. You grab it inches from your face and stab it right in its... Well, it's it. Because there aren't a whole lot of vulnerable points. It's a worm.
Right.
It wriggles and writhes, spraying you with hot orange something. And you feel the entire worm slow to a halt. It's not moving anymore.
You get respect.
All right.
Because 10 plus on most combat moves.
Yeah, another respect. Yes, yeah. I like getting all the respect.
Plus, turns out it was mech.
So the worm's a mech, huh?
Well, maybe.
In the same sense that any of yours is also a mech?
Yeah.
It has stopped moving, and you are inside this thing. I assume you tunnel your way out. Well, I mean, you could always go back the way you came, but there's quicker ways.
Yeah, I'm going to tunnel my way out.
All right. You shovel your way to success with your combat knife through stuff. Some of the blue creatures try to latch onto you, but you push them aside easily enough. Most of them, however, squiggle their way as fast as they can from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you burst out of the top of it.
Attaboy, Black. There's only ever one way to get the job done right.
That was pretty impressive. I hobble over on my own busted leg.
It no longer seems to be moving, or any of the last stragglers from what seems to be now its other end crawl back inside it, and it just starts to deflate. And ooze starts pooling around it. It becomes porous. It's almost sweating its blood.
What the hell did you do to it, Black? Jesus! Ugh.
As it starts to deflate, I want to say, oh crap! Hold on! And pull out, like, a giant test tube that my mech had.
A mech-sized test tube.
And I'm just shoveling...
What are you doing?
We're here to collect genetic material.
Oh, God, fine.
This is what I'm here to do.
Oh,
not
okay.
Shoot things.
I'll start cutting out skin samples.
Ooh, very useful.
Skin
baby,
samples.
Don't eat that.
What did you find in there?
No. Largely empty space, lots of the 4-foot worms, but there was a different 6-foot red worm that I suspect was the pilot. It came out of a pod. It tried to attack me, I killed it, and that's when the entire
Why are we collecting the pod? Aren't we supposed to be collecting their technology? Get that thing.
So you want me to go back inside?
It's mush now. It shouldn't be that hard. I'll help you pull it out.
I go back inside.
Wait, one little tiny
tyrannosaur arm. Because it's mostly deflated.
Actually, you know what? Okay. This is stupid. Ix, can you go in there and help drag that thing out?
I go find the pod.
It is bonier on closer inspection, and it has been peeled open.
Okay, I go, hey, Ix, are you going to come over here and help me with this?
Sure, why not?
Because I don't know if I can cut this thing. I try to cut it.
It's pure bone. You can saw through it, but it...
Just pull the whole thing out.
Zarin, you know how to handle this. Zarin uses his beak.
It is his 2 damage, loud melee armor-piercing beak.
So what are you trying to do?
Basically bite it off.
There is a small spinal cord at the base of the pod. You snip it neatly off.
We should keep that, just in case. I'm going to assume that as the scout, I have access to certain things like encrypted communication.
Probably.
I'm going to open an encrypted channel to Zarin, and I'm going to be so Ix about our other problem.
Yes, Zarin informed me of your plans.
I've not devised a proper way to plant the bomb, but here's what I'm thinking. How fast do you think you could rig up some wiring for the synth skin pod to make it look like it was designed to trigger, but failed?
That doesn't seem terribly difficult.
Alright, that's good. Because what I was thinking is that I will go to Artemis and tell her that I discovered that someone had planted a bomb in my cockpit, but that it malfunctioned. Now, this bomb that I present to Artemis will certainly have Sergeant Chen's fingerprints on it.
That sounds as good a plan for it as any.
Well, since we're here, inside this worm, out of view, do you think you can get this done real quick?
Unfortunately, my mech lacks the materials.
You guys can always do this at base later, it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. So you guys are now safe to check your surroundings a little bit better now that there isn't a titanic worm trying to eat the ship and you. You guys want to sort of look around, see if you can see what you can see?
Inside the worm or outside?
Outside, obviously.
There's still fog.
There's still a lot of fog, but your sensors pick up a high concentration of the electroplasm in the air. It's abnormally high, and it seems to be coming out in a pillar.
Mm-hmm.
You recognize this as the Sliss Cloud. It's a fairly... Well, it's a pretty famous landmark on your planet. You can roughly pinpoint where you are if you can estimate the distance between it and you. At least you know where general location.
Okay.
You can tell people or not. That's up to you.
Nah, that seems like the sort of things Ix would convey.
Artemis, I believe I have 2 answers for you.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all afternoon. What do you have?
Firstly, some of the material your kind has been sent to gather is here. Secondly, that tells us exactly where we are.
Talk to me. Details.
What we have here is the Sliss Cloud. I believe you have it on one of your maps.
Yeah. Do you have a distance and a bearing to the Sliss Cloud?
It is exactly 8.2 miles away.
Right, AI, calculate our position based on that and the position of the sun.
Acquired.
Radio that back to base. Good work, Ix.
Merely trying not to sell myself short.
You guys can reconvene at the hangar.
Alright, debrief. Alright, men, good job out there. We've succeeded in all of our objectives. The Fist of Apollo is free. We have reconnoitered our position. We know exactly where we are on the alien planet, which only puts us... How many miles off course? Several hundred?
234!
Which only puts us about 250 miles off course. So, I'm going to leave it up to our commanders to figure out what we do next. But I wanted to say good job out there, people. Especially you two, Chet and Graham, for protecting the Fist and each other. That was pretty impressive work. Each of you take respect.
Yes, your plan was downright insane, but I'm glad it worked.
Well, I'm more glad that you were able to execute. That took a lot of guts running into that thing's mouth like that. You take a respect too. Commander Sasuke, I'm leaving the rest of this up to you. What's our next move?
Well, we're much further off course than I had hoped. I have an idea for how we can get back on schedule. We don't want to leave the Achilles heel too far away from us, so I got a plan. We'll see how it works. For now, your debriefing's gone. Get these things repaired. Relax, you've earned it. We'll be able to wrench this thing free soon enough.
You heard that, man? Time for a little R&R.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.